I'm here now with Doug McClain of PGP, and Doug's going to tell us a little bit more about who the company is, what they do, and how they fit in with the financial services industry. So, Doug, take it away.
Thanks, Mike. PGP Corporation is a five-year-old company now. The brand has actually been around 15 years. It was once owned by what is now McAfee. Current executive team bought the assets out of McAfee about 5 years ago. We started it. It's a medium-sized software company now. We've got close to 400 employees doing business in 12 different countries. We do most of our business in North America, Northern Europe. Germany is a very, very important market for us as well. And we offer the broadest encryption solutions anywhere found in the market. We originally started out doing just email, and I think that we're best known for that. That's just one part of the solutions we offer to financial services and other industries globally. We also do secure file transfer, secure storage, secure endpoints, secure mobile devices. If you can store data on it or move data on it, we can secure it.
Doug, maybe you can focus in a bit on for us the financial services industry. So many of the users on our site, they come from your typical, you know, community bank or credit union. How are they going to install a service such as PGP offers?
PGP's been serving the financial services industry since we restarted the company. They've been historically early adopters of things security and as true encryption solutions as well, clearly. We have most of the very largest financial institutions on Earth, our customers. In fact, two new ones that we just announced in the last quarter, BNP Paribas and Barclays, have adopted and standardized on the PGP encryption platform as the way they're going to secure their data. What's driving most of this is, I think, an increasing realization that data is really now the currency that financial services institutions deal in most. More important than money in a lot of cases. And so you need to take all the steps to secure the data that you would to secure, you know, the monetary assets if they were physical any longer.
Sure.
So there's really this notion of data in motion, data at rest, needs to be secure at all points throughout the data lifecycle. But from the financial services standpoint, development and imposition of security policy and the auditability of that security policy from a regulatory perspective also needs to be in place. The fact of the matter is that doing a single encryption application isn't that hard. The challenge is when you do the second one and you want to apply consistent policy and consistent key management across all of your encryption technologies, applications, and devices. Just one example of this is with the proliferation of smartphones, we now have exactly the same security issues there that we had with laptops 5 years ago. You can't have, you know, different organizations deploying different policies and different key management solutions just because it's a smaller device.
Okay. So how does it actually work, though? I mean, I don't need any secrets or anything, but is it software based? Is it an appliance? You know, if you're going to go into your local bank, how are they going to use it?
So it's a combination.
How's it going to fit into their system?
Depending on which piece of the platform you're deploying, it is either server software or client software or both.
Okay.
And the way that all financial institutions are now deploying it is in the both category. And the reason for this is that it's the devices that carry the data, but you need to be able to impose policy and keys centrally. And so the way we actually fulfill the product, it's a soft appliance, very hardened OS that we develop. So we control the box really from the silicon up so that the device itself is assaultable. And it plugs into the infrastructure very much like a firewall does, in that it will sit in whatever data flow is being protected in most cases. Sometimes it sits off to the side and does the job another way. But the best way to think about it is a piece of security infrastructure.
Okay. One more question for you before we go. We're at the Gartner show speaking about information security trends over the next 5-10 years. What do you see? What are some trends that you see? What kind of foresight can you offer our users?
So the primary thing that we picked up first time probably a year and a half ago and is now coming to fruition for all major financial services firms and non-business firms is that protecting the devices is a good first step, but it's only a first step. You also have to have a very holistic approach to protecting the data. data that's on those devices. Because in a lot of cases, you know, firewalls, for example, are a little more than a speed bump for a good hacker.
Sure.
The question is, how do you protect the data that's behind that firewall? Because what the data and the surveys show is that the vast majority of data breaches happen internally. It's really rare that it's strictly an outside job. So you need to have policies and technology in place that really focuses on the data as well. And that's what PGP is about.
Okay. Once again, Doug McLean from PGP.
Thank you.
Thanks.